Imagine exploring the wonders of creation while growing in faith. Inside the Nat Theo Club, families discover God's creation through kid-friendly science, devotional content, nature journaling, hands-on activities, bonus videos, and more, all rooted in biblical truth. With flexible options for ages 4 to 14, your children can explore birds, insects, reptiles, plants, and other wonders of God's creation at their own pace, with new content added every week. Celebrate each discovery with certificates of completion in our brand new Bible and Nature unit studies. The Nat Theo Club is a meaningful, wonder-filled way to help your family reconnect the dots between creation and Creator. Visit nattheo.com/club to learn more.
Hello world, wake me up to another good morning, time to go.
Are you ready to explore God's wild and wonderful world? Welcome to the Nat Theo Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Lynham. I'm a certified master naturalist, Bible teacher, and author, and I am so excited to dive into God's written word, the Bible, and His created world with you. Have you ever seen a creature with a strange nose? The creature we are meeting today has perhaps the most interesting nose in all of creation. And it's not only this animal's nose that makes it unique. Its entire appearance is striking and very well designed for its mysterious underground life. Today, we are discovering God's designs in the star-nosed mole. Here is our trail map.
Are you ready?
We are going to learn, what is a star-nosed mole? Why do moles dig tunnels? How many worms can a mole eat? And what should we store up for the future? Before we hit the trail, let's thank our sponsors who help make this lesson possible, including CTC Math. Whether you are counting flower petals, measuring the circumference of a tree trunk, or estimating birds in a flock, CTC Math can help. CTC Math's simple video lessons teach math in a way that makes sense, helping students build new skills step by step at their own pace. Practice questions help reinforce every lesson. And when a student gets an answer incorrect, they can view a fully worked solution. So mistakes become opportunities to learn and grow. CTC Math has helped over 200,000 students, including my own, grow in math skills and confidence. Try it risk-free with a free trial and a 12-month money-back guarantee at ctcmath.com or at the link in our show notes. Masterbooks offers excellent nature and science books from a biblical worldview for every age. From the Marvels of Creation series for young readers, to the Wonders of Creation book for elementary through high school, to science curriculum for every age in between. Discover God's designs in a fallen world, the science behind the Genesis flood, what Earth was like when dinosaurs roamed the land, and how everything in creation reflects the wisdom of our Creator. If you enjoy nature and science, you will love books and curriculum by Masterbooks, just as my family does. Explore their full library at the link in our show notes. It's time for our trivia question. How many babies does a mother mole have in a litter? A, 1 to 2, B, 3 to 5, C, 6 to 8, or D, 10 to 12? Again, how many babies does a mother mole have in a litter? A, 1 to 2, B, 3 to 5, C, 6 to 8, or D, 10 to 12? Take a guess and we will find out at the end of today's lesson. And Nat Theo Club members, after this lesson, click over to the bonus video to learn about golden moles, an underground creature that swims through the sand and shines golden in the sunlight. Find that bonus video in your Nat Theo Club dashboard or at the link in our show notes. All right, let's hit the trail. We often think about undersea creatures as a bit mysterious, like a deep-sea anglerfish or a giant squid. These creatures are difficult to observe because they live in hard-to-reach places. But what about a creature that lives right beneath our feet? The mole is also mysterious. Now, it doesn't live in deep ocean waters, but it does go about its life mostly out of sight from us. One mole in particular is mysterious not only because of its out-of-sight lifestyle, but also its star-shaped snout. Before we get to the star-nosed variety, we should probably answer the question, what is a mole? We are not talking about a dark-colored spot on your skin that perhaps you have had since birth. No, we are talking about a mole in the animal world. A mole is a mammal. Do you know what a mammal is? Mammals are a big group of animals that share some things in common. Mammals have hair or fur. They are warm-blooded, meaning that their bodies can regulate or change temperature by a little bit to stay at a consistently warm temperature. They are vertebrates, which means that they have a backbone. Almost all of them have live births instead of laying eggs. And mama mammals feed their babies with milk from their bodies. One of our listeners asked this great question about mammals.
Hello, my name is Christian and I am 6 years old. I live in Washington and I'm wondering, how do mammals grow far?
Great question, Christian. We know mammals, including moles, have fur. But how do they grow fur? Mammals grow fur from tiny holes in their skin called hair follicles. Each hair starts growing down inside the skin and then pushes up out of the skin. Lots of hair growing close together make fur. Fur is made from a strong material called keratin, which is the same material in your fingernails. It's very similar to how us humans grow hair. But many mammals grow thick fur all over their bodies, including the mole. Moles might sometimes be confused for mice. Both are small, furry animals with tails, but God made them unique. Unlike mice, moles have front paws that look like big paddles or shovels, and they have no visible ears. Moles live underground. And while a mouse is a rodent, a mole is not. That's right. A mole is not a rodent. Moles belong to an order or category of animals called Ulipotifla. Ulipotifla is an order or smaller category of mammals, including moles, shrews, hedgehogs, and some other similar animals. So moles really are unique from mice. And one mole in particular stands out, the star-nosed mole. Moles have long pointed snouts, and at the tip of the star-nosed mole's snout is a pink, fleshy appendage that looks kind of like the tentacles on an octopus. Why does the star-nosed mole have such a crazy-looking snout? Well, it's not for style, that's for sure. But it is very purposeful. The star-shaped nose is covered in over 25,000 sensors called Eimer's organs. These are tiny touch sensors that help the mole know what is around it. The Eimer's organs send messages through nerves to the mole's brain, kind of like a huge, complex, impressive text messaging system, helping the mole to know what is up in its underground world. Almost all kinds of moles have Eimer's organs on their snouts to help them sense things, but the star-nosed mole has the most on its large, showy snout. The Eimer's organs are a special tool that God gave moles to help them find their way through underground tunnels and locate the food that they need. Star-nosed moles are not only unique for their silly-shaped snout, but also because they can swim. Now, most kinds of moles can swim, but the star-nosed mole seems to swim the most, and their special, funny-looking nose comes in handy for swimming also, because they can smell underwater. They blow air bubbles out of their snout into the water. The air bubbles collect scent from the water. Then the star-nosed mole breathes the air bubbles back in, along with scents from the water, to help it know what is nearby. So it might look funny, but the star-nosed snout is very well designed and useful. Moles live across the Northern Hemisphere, including North America, Asia, and Europe. They live where the soil is wet, loose, and easy to dig through, which is why I don't see moles where I live in western Colorado, because the dirt here is dry and hard, and it would present an extreme challenge for the moles to dig through. But if you do live in an area with moles, why might you not see them often or at all? Because they spend most of their time underground. Moles are fossorial animals. Fossorial describes animals that are designed for digging and living underground. God gave moles exactly what they need to be expert miners, digging long and elaborate tunnel systems. We already learned about the Eimer's organs, or those touch sensors, on the snouts of most moles. But what other digging tools do they have? First, they have very strong shoulder muscles. If you have ever lifted or tried to move a lot of dirt, you probably know that dirt can be heavy. A mole's powerful shoulder muscles are up for the job of moving lots and lots of dirt. Secondly, their front paws are large and act a bit like built-in shovels. They are shaped like paddles, and they face outward, away from the mole's body, so that they can easily push dirt aside as they create tunnels. The shovel-like paws are also equipped with long, sharp claws, also perfect for digging. And what about the mole's amazing fur? It is designed for underground life also. It is so dense or thick that it keeps sand or dirt from getting in where it might be itchy against their skin. And a mole's fur can lay flat in any direction, unlike a dog or a cat whose fur lays flat in one direction. This unique design allows a mole to move forward or backward underground without their fur getting all bunched up and uncomfortable, but instead laying flat and sleek. Finally, their faces are built just right for all of this dirty work. If I was digging with dirt all around me, I'd be very nervous about getting dirt in my ears or my eyes, but moles don't have to worry about that. Their ears are tiny little pinholes covered by dense fur, protecting them from getting clogged with dirt. And the same is true with their eyes. They are tiny and covered in fur, and mostly used to simply sense light and dark. They don't see detailed images like we do. In fact, moles are mostly blind because there simply is not much to see underground. And their nose does much of their seeing for them with all of their touch sensor Eimer's organs. Have you ever tried digging a big hole in the dirt? My two oldest sons have been busy digging a big hole in our backyard for the past couple weeks. If you did this, it might have taken you a while to make much progress. But moles are speedy diggers. In a single day, a mole can dig around 150 feet or around 45 meters of new tunnels. Picture a small mammal, about as long as a smartphone, digging a tunnel half as long as a football field in a single day. That is some impressive digging. Unlike you, moles do not just dig for fun. They are looking for food. All of their digging can get them into a bit of trouble with farmers or gardeners. But the moles do not actually eat a farmer's crops. What do you think they are hunting underground? Moles are insectivores. Insectivores are animals that mostly eat insects, spiders, worms, and other small invertebrates. Moles particularly enjoy grubs, worms, snails, and beetles. While too many mole tunnels can cause some problems, especially for farmers and gardeners, we can also see purpose in a mole's work. The work of a mole can actually help farmers, as all of their digging aerates and loosens the soil and keeps pest populations in balance. In the case of a mole's diet, we are not just talking about a few grubs. Moles claim the Guinness World Record for being the fastest eating mammal. How fast can a mole eat? Slow motion cameras were used to determine how long it takes a mole from the moment they realize that something is edible to capturing it and eating it and moving on to find the next prey. How long do you think it takes a mole to do all of these things? From the moment a mole realizes something is edible, to catching it, eating it, and moving on to the next prey, takes less than 1 second. Far less than 1 second. Moles can find and eat prey in around 1/5 of a second. They don't only eat fast, they also eat a lot. A mole can eat from 70 to 100% of its body weight every day. What does that exactly mean? A mole might eat 20 to 50 earthworms each day. Some estimate that number can be as much as 200 worms a day. It would be kind of like an 8-year-old child eating around 80 burgers in one day. That is an impressive appetite for a very small animal. But all of that eating gives them all of the energy they need to keep on digging. Moles don't always eat the food that they find right away. Sometimes they store it up for later. Along with tunnel systems, moles dig out little rooms underground for storing food. These underground pantries are called larders. A larder is a place where an animal stores food so that it can eat it later. Our family has a pantry in our kitchen where we store food. I come home from the grocery store and I place things like rice, pasta, flour, and other baking ingredients into the pantry to use later. Does your family have a pantry? If so, what kinds of foods do you keep in the pantry? I am often amazed at how quickly food seems to disappear from our pantry. Of course, it's not actually disappearing, but my family eats it very quickly. Just like moles spending lots of energy digging all day long, my kids and husband and I are active and burning lots of calories, so we can eat a lot of food, which means the pantry constantly needs to be restocked. Does your parent or caregiver ever lament that the fridge or the pantry has already run out of food? Moles are good at keeping their larder pantries stocked. Not with rice and pasta, of course, but with worms. And live worms at that. How do their live worms not wriggle out of the larder chamber? The mole can either bite the worm's head, or some species of moles have a toxin in their saliva, or their spit, that is not dangerous to humans, but it paralyzes worms so that they cannot move. Moles can store a whole lot of worms in their larder pantries. One study discovered 470 worms in a mole's larder. That is almost 2 pounds of worms. So the next time you are reaching for a snack in the pantry, maybe even some tasty gummy worms? Think of a mole carefully storing up worms underground for later snacking. Moles store up food so that in cold winters or on hot summer days, they have plenty to eat. Their worm-stuffed chambers can be a matter of life or death for them. God gave them the instincts and the abilities they need to collect and store up what they need for later. But did you know that the Bible tells us to be careful about what we store up and why we store it up? Let's look at a parable Jesus told in Luke chapter 12. A parable is a fictional story that Jesus told to teach an important lesson. Luke 12, 15 to 21 says, "Then Jesus said to them, 'Be careful and guard against all kinds of greed. Life is not measured by how much one owns.' Then Jesus told this story. There was a rich man who had some land, which grew a good crop. He thought to himself, 'What will I do? I have no place to keep all my crops.' Then he said, 'This is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store all my grain and other goods. Then I can say to myself, I have enough good things stored to last for many years. Rest, eat, drink, and enjoy life.' But God said to him, 'Foolish man, tonight your life will be taken from you. So who will get those things you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be for those who store up things for themselves and are not rich toward God.'" Why do you think this man was foolish to store things up? It is not a bad thing to store up what we might need later. Saving money is wise, and we can make extra food and store it in the freezer or pantry for later. But this man was storing things up for the wrong reasons, for greed and fear. First, greed. Jesus told this story because two brothers were arguing over an inheritance or who would receive what their father left for them. They were being greedy, and they were only thinking of themselves. And second, fear. The man in the story was also storing things up out of fear. This becomes clear after Jesus is done telling the story. Listen to what he said next in verses 22 to 24. Jesus said to his followers, "So I tell you, don't worry about the food you need to live or about the clothes you need for your body. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothes. Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest. They don't have storerooms or barns, but God feeds them. And you are worth much more than the birds." The man in the story tried to provide for himself out of fear. And did you catch the ending words of the story? The man in the parable died and never enjoyed what he had stored up. And the story said he was not rich toward God. Listener, it is not wrong to save and store some things up. It's wise to have money in savings and to have extra food or water on hand if you need it. But when we store things up, we should always ask ourselves why we are storing it up. Is it out of greed or fear? Then we should practice sharing with others and trusting God to be our provider. And more importantly, we should store things up that make us rich in God, like the truth, goodness, and promises from God's word, the Bible. Matthew 6, verses 19 to 21 say, "Don't store treasures for yourself here on earth, where moths and rust will destroy them, and thieves can break in and steal them. But store your treasures in heaven, where they cannot be destroyed by moths or rust, and where thieves cannot break in and steal them. Your heart will be where your treasure is." We can store up these eternal treasures as we hide God's word in our hearts, live according to His ways, and share God's truth and love with others. It's time to answer a question from one of our listeners. Here is today's question.
Hello, my name is Judah. I am 7 years old. I live in Washington, and I am wondering, how do eagles have such good vision? And I will stay curious about God's wide and wonderful world.
Thanks for your great question, Judah. Eagles are beautiful and powerful birds, and yes, they have great vision. Maybe you have heard the term eagle eye. If someone is said to have an eagle eye, it means they see things very well, even from far away and in lots of detail. I like having an eagle eye when it comes to spotting wildlife. God engineered the eyes of an eagle with many little parts, including tiny rods and cones. These special parts help the eagle sense light and see details. Eagles likely have around 5 times the rods and cones in their eyes than us humans have in ours, giving them super vision. Some eagles can even spot prey from over a mile away. An eagle's eye is designed with incredible detail and precision to help it find what it needs and care for its young. Thanks for your great question, Judah. Stay curious about God's wild and wonderful world. And NatTheo Club members, remember after this lesson to click over to the bonus video where we will learn about golden moles, an underground creature that swims through the sand and shines golden in the sun. Find that bonus video in your NatTheo Club dashboard or at the link in our show notes. All right, it's time to answer our trivia question. How many babies does a mother mole have in a litter? A, 1 to 2, B, 3 to 5, C, 6 to 8, or D, 10 to 12? The answer is B. A mother mole will normally have 3 to 5 babies in a litter, and they are called pups. A mother will normally have only one litter every year, with the pups being born early in the spring. They are born in a special nursery room deep in their underground tunnel system. Now it's your turn to explore. Look for underground creatures. Can you find ants disappearing into underground nests or a worm wriggling in the soil? What about a prairie dog hopping into its underground tunnel? Watch closely and see if you can discover some ways that God designed these creatures to live and thrive underground. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this lesson on the mole, please take a moment to send it to a friend and subscribe, rate, and review NatTheo wherever you listen. Until next time, keep exploring God's wild and wonderful world. We are all